Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is She Lies in Wait by Geetha Lodge, published by Penguin in 2019. Today is all about manipulation, memory, and distrust. She Lies in Wait begins in 1983 when seven young people go on a camping trip. Six of them are the local cool kids and are destined for big things in life. But the seventh, 14-year-old Aurora, has just tagged along with her mean big sister, and she's not quite sure why she's there. After a wild night of drink and drugs and teenage sex, when they all wake up in the morning, they find that Aurora has gone missing. And after months and years of searching, she's never been found. Fast forward to current day, and after 30 years, the missing girl's body is finally found in a hollow, surrounded by little plastic packets of drugs. Despite the rigorous searches, she's been in the camp the whole time. The investigating officer, Jonah Sheens, was at school with the seven from the fateful camping trip, but he was just another admirer of the gang. 30 years later, the six are all still friends. But the fact that the body has been found in a hole where they stash their drugs means that someone must have known she was there. And this means one of them must be the murderer. Now, She Lies in Wait is a twisty police procedural, flipping backward and forward from present day to the ill-fated camping trip. While of course there's a murder to be solved, the best part about She Lies in Wait is the well-rounded characters. And one of the things that really struck me about this book was how deeply I was affected by the victim. Quite often in crime fiction, the victim themselves get glossed over. However, in She Lies in Wait, the reader follows Aurora on her last night, with ample time given to understand her hopes and fears, and allowing the dread to build. And when the truth is finally revealed, I found myself lamenting not only about Aurora's horrible death, but her wasted life. Another important and interesting character was Jojo, one of the six. She was a tomboyish tearaway who is now obsessed with rock climbing and is grieving the loss of her climber boyfriend who fell to his death years earlier. The investigator Sheens has his own demons, a guilty conscience and a girlfriend who recently left him. And a new recruit to his team is being harassed by her ex while she tries to impress her new boss, until her perception of him changes when she finds out more about him and a connection to the events of 30 years earlier. The story is also about fractured friendships. The six have stayed friends since Aurora's death, circling around the belief that someone else has killed or taken Aurora. But when the facts start to show that perhaps one of them is responsible and has been lying for 30 years, fingers are pointed in every direction and friendships fray. So if you like tenuous friendships, flawed investigators, camping trips, faulty memories and split loyalties, I recommend She Lies in Wait by Geetha Lodge. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.